Hello and welcome to Be Lifted with me, Todd Brown, offering you regular encouragement that you might grow in the unique and full call that God has placed on your life. As each and every one of us is called, we're called to be influential, we're called to be impactful in every single endeavor of life. It truly is my hope and prayer that every time that we get together, these moments are lifting you to be just a little bit better today than you were yesterday with that kingdom impact and kingdom influence that you have. So let's go ahead and get into today's topic, which is entitled Withdrawal. And it comes from Psalms 42, verses 1 through 2, which says, I long to drink of you, O God, drinking deeply from the streams of pleasure flowing from your presence. My longings overwhelm me for more of you. My soul thirsts, pants, and longs for the living God. I want to come and see the face of God. You know, my beloved, Be Lifted brothers and sisters, for the majority of my adult life, I've had a very athletic friend who has maintained a regular regimen of physical exercise. He told me the other day, if I miss an entire week of exercise, my body revolts in ways that create a feeling of sickness. My body reacts since it is used to experiencing a more significant physical engagement. It's got me to thinking. This ignited my imagination with the thought of my soul's expectation for spiritual exercise. You know, if I miss too often, does my conditioned soul suffer spiritual withdrawals? King David reminds us of our soul's thirst for God. If our soul has been acclimated to a regular routine of hydrating on the living water of God, any significant disruption can create a sense of soul sickness or nagging spiritual withdrawals. The presence of God is necessary to acquire peace and joy for our everyday life encounters. So we daily should be seeking the face of God because our soul longs for the love of God and the Lord's love. Psalm 119, 131 says this, I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. So, I ask you this question, what does it mean to drink of God? Well, I like how Henry Nguyen describes this divine exchange. He says, my hope is that the description of God's love in my life will give you the freedom and the courage to discover God's love in yours. The Holy Spirit fills up our cup of love in solitude and silence so we can be a source of refreshing love as we pour into others. We empty our cup of love only for Christ to fill us back up again with his infinite, faithful love. This ongoing process of filling and emptying restores our soul, being refreshed in silence beside quiet, still waters. So, after hearing that, I believe that we should all have a long-term goal to seek the face of God each day as we grow our spiritual exercise routine. Don't be discouraged if we infrequently stretch our spiritual muscles. Start, you know, with 2-3 times a week of stillness and solitude and build from there to where you get to the point of every day. And if you're every day, increase your time. Move from a half hour to 45 minutes, from 45 minutes to an hour, and so on and so on, in that stillness and solitude that we might drink in the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so we can in turn pour love into all of those that we come into contact with, because we are kingdom ambassadors. We are people of kingdom influence and kingdom impact. And let's let love be the main thing that we use in that influence and in that impact. So create an expectation for the soul to be cared for so that we don't experience prolonged prayerlessness, you know, and can do the things that the Lord has called us to do. So I encourage you, stay thirsty, my friends, for Jesus. And so in John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, as I get ready to bid you adieu with this passage of scripture right here, it says this, on the last day, The climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart." When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory. Well, beloved, he's entered into his glory. And so now we get to enjoy the fullness of Holy Spirit, the water of God. So withdraw so that you can feel your thirst and continue to be great each and every day in that kingdom impact and in that kingdom influence. You've just been lifted. So go and continue to be great. And if this has been a blessing to you, take the time to share with somebody else. And until we get together again, abundant grace, peace, and love.